This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Star Wars The Last Jedi is heading for a massive launch in the $200 million range during its December 15th to 17th opening weekend in North America, according to the early estimates. Directed by Rian Johnson, the movie picks up where 2015's Star Wars The Force Awakens left off. It stars returning cast members Mark Hamill, the late Carrie Fisher, Adam Driver, Daisy Ridley, John Boyega, Oscar Isaac, and Andy Serkis, and new stars like Laura Dern and Benicio del Toro. Can't wait! Actor Kevin Spacey is under scrutiny by London police in connection with a second accusation of sexual assaults on a man in 2005. The new criminal investigation brings the total to three against Oscar winner Spacey, including one other in London and a third in Nantucket, Massachusetts. Both London incidents are said to have taken place in the Lambeth area, where the Old Vic Theatre is located, and where Spacey lived when he was the artistic director there from 2004 to 2015. Couldn't he have just watched a gay porn? Sheesh. In addition to his release from prison, Meek Mill is also asking that his probation be completely terminated. Meek is currently stuck in solitary confinement for 23 hours a day. His lawyers say that prison officials are keeping him separate from the rest of the inmates for his safety, but argue that he'll be fine in the general population. These latest developments come just days after it emerged that the FBI is reportedly investigating the judge that's presiding over Meek's case. Huh, I wonder if Meek will get sprung for Christmas. South Korean game developers Com2Us is partnering with Walking Dead creator Robert Kirkman's Skybound Entertainment to expand Summoner's War into an entertainment franchise across various mediums, including comics, animated series, and more. The new partnership was announced moments before the final matches at the Summoner's War World Arena Championship at the Microsoft Theater here in LA, a free event that showcases 16 of the best players from around the world. Now they really won't leave their mom's basements. Jennifer Lawrence and her year-long boyfriend Darren Aronofsky have split up. The Hunger Games actress, 27, and director, 48, began dating after working together on the 2017 film Mother. Lawrence broke her silence about dating the filmmaker, calling Aronofsky an amazing father to his son Henry, who he shares with his former partner Rachel Weisz. Lawrence said, quote, "I've been in relationships before where I'm just confused, and I'm never confused with him," unquote. Well, now I'm confused. Jason Becky, the star of NBC's Chicago PD, has been investigated for ongoing anger management issues. NBC TV launched the investigation after learning that there were multiple complaints about Becky's behavior on set, with the cast and the crew complaining about anger issues, volatile behavior, and offensive comments. A source told us, quote, "People felt disrespected. He yelled a tremendous amount, and it was unpleasant for everyone around him," unquote. Maybe they should have just made his character angry. In the spirit of giving, Jennifer Hudson modified her emergency order of protection against ex-fiancé David Otunga to let their son spend Thanksgiving with him. In court documents, the singer voluntarily agreed to allow their 8-year-old son, David Jr., to spend the holiday with Otunga. Under the order of protection, Otunga isn't entitled to any parenting time until their next court date, and any time with his son would require Hudson's written approval. A never-before-seen photo of late rapper Tupac Shakur's, member will be up for auction. The uncensored image will be available at Gotta Have Rock and Roll Auction House, and bidding will start at $15,000. Always the showman and jokester, Tupac would, on occasion, drop his pants when least expected and catch his friends by surprise. The photo, taken in 1990, captures the playful, spontaneous, and uninhibited side of Tupac. Or, as it's really called, sexual misconduct. Classic rapper Nelly has more controversy brewing. Just a month after having rape charges dropped against him in Seattle, he's scheduled to perform in Saudi Arabia on December 14th in front of an all-male audience. But since Seattle police are choosing to continue their investigation, despite the fact that the female accuser doesn't want to press charges even after allegedly being forced to perform oral sex on Nelly, Saudi Arabians are not taking those allegations lightly. Nelly might want to think about staying home. We've learned the identity of the Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead crossover character. It will be Morgan Jones. Morgan, played by Lenny James, will appear in Fear the Walking Dead's fourth season in 2018. Morgan appeared in the very first episode of The Walking Dead as the first person Rick Grimes encountered in the new zombie-filled world. He was largely absent from the series up until season 5, though he did make an appearance in one episode of season 3. The segment has already begun shooting. Bruno Mars got into some legal trouble after he posted a pic of himself as a pint-sized Elvis Presley impersonator all over his social media. Photographer Catherine McGann says she snapped the 1989 shot of Bruno when he would have been just 3 or 4 years old, and that she owns the copyright on the shot. McGann says Bruno never got permission to use her copyrighted work, and she's suing Bruno and his record label Warner Music for damages and all profits they earned from her photo. Geez, you wonder if McGann has had much work recently. The Trash Bin. Kim Kardashian has dismissed the COO of her Kardashian West Brands company and slimmed down the role of her personal publicist. Now we're told Kardashian has brought in branding guru Tracy Wynn Romulus to help run KKW Beauty, KKW Fragrance, Kimoji, The Kids Supply, and other lines. Kim has also cut back her involvement with longtime personal publicist Ina Tresiokas because the star doesn't need full-time help with red carpet and editorial appearances since she rarely bothers with them anymore. Well, la-di-da.
The news wrap-up.
A foldable iPhone? Apple has received a patent for a phone with a bendable display and body. Self-driving cars from Uber-like services could cut demand for sedans in half by 2030. As Facebook moves its headquarters into East Palo Alto, California, residents say they're being forced to move out. Amazon's Jeff Bezos' net worth surpassed $100 billion.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Coco sits at the top of the box office for a second week.
The number one album.
Taylor Swift is on top again this week with Reputation.
The number one app.
Heads Up is the best-selling app in the USA.
The number one book.
The People vs. Alex Cross by James Patterson is the number one fiction book.
Zayn Malik sure has been busy since he left One Direction. The singer launched his own shoe line with Italian footwear designer Giuseppe Zanotti. He was featured in Versace's Spring-Summer 2017 campaign featuring him and model Adwa Aboa. Donatella Versace then named him creative director for a men's and women's clothing collection. Besides all that, Zayn has kept a busy recording schedule and his latest will be another smash. Here's Zayn featuring Sia with a song of the week, Dusk Till Dawn.
'Cause I wanna touch you, baby. I wanna feel you too. I wanna see the sunrise and your sins just me and you. Light it up on the run. Try.
was Zane featuring Sia with the song of the week, Dusk Till Dawn. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.